doesn't make where you are as long as you've got this in your ear. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program for Monday, the last Monday, 6/24/13, last Monday in the month of June. First week, full week of summertime is the living easy. A lot of people are on vacation early this year for whatever the reason. I flew from Boston to Kansas City yesterday. The plane was packed with people who were coming back to Kansas City for the most part, who'd gone to Boston for vacation, and some kids that had finished school, that sort of thing. I thought that was pretty interesting. A lot of people, well, the characters that you see, and as travel becomes a little less formal, I say that lovingly because I remember as a kid, when you travel, you got on a plane, you were dressed for the occasion. You looked the part. Now, everybody has tank tops on, and a lot of these women and men who can't fit into the seats properly, it's really... I don't mean to offend people who are overweight. That's not the reason I'm suggesting this. But it just, when you're working your way down the aisle and you can't get through the aisle because you're too big to fit through where the seats are, there's something that ought to register, it would seem to me, with you about what's going on with your body. That's the, wouldn't you think that would settle into some people's minds one way or the other? There's always talk about what kind of shape we're in and what we're doing to ourselves health-wise. And just that it becomes more of a reality check when you have those sorts of experiences. Let's see what else is going on in terms of reality. Jennifer's not here today, back from Las Vegas tomorrow. Roberta's not here because her technology world fell apart. Richie's not here because he's going through his treatment for his lymphoma. And let's see who else. Kenny is here. Ken here. From here. So the social media is full of conversation about Mr. Snowden. Suffice it to say, in the update, that Mr. Snowden may or may not be on an airplane that left Moscow an hour or so ago that was on its way to Havana. Some of the news suggests the plane took off, but without him in it. Earlier in the day, there had been, and actually all weekend long, as you listen to some of this conversation on these Saturday and Sunday morning talk programs, that you know, he was going to go to Ecuador via Venezuela, via Havana, and there was a plane that took off from Moscow on its way to Havana. He was supposed to be on it, but apparently he's not. At least that's what ABC is saying. So, does it make a difference? What are people saying on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter @Good Day Show, about Snowden, Kenny?
Kathy says if Snowden were a hero, he wouldn't be going to Ecuador via China, Russia, Cuba, and Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. Interesting observation.
Richard says Edward Snowden's action is like a soldier turning his gun on his comrades because he suddenly decided the right is on the other side.
Hmm. An interesting and provocative thought, isn't it? Huh? What else?
And Patrick says, you're allowed to be glad to know what the NSA is doing without approving of what Snowden did.
I think that's where I am. I think that's where you are, Kenny. I think
yeah,
we now
so.
Know. Yeah, I mean, we don't like him necessarily, but we are in favor of knowing what's going on in the name of so-called security and freedom. We think they've gone way beyond what's necessary. I'm not a threat. I don't want them listening to my conversations. Kenny's not a threat. They ought not to be listening to his, and I'm guessing you're probably not a threat either, and they ought not to be listening to your calls. That's pretty much where it is, bottom line. In Pakistan over the weekend, a group of foreign tourists and a tour guide were killed after armed men stormed a camp. There was one American in that group, some Ukrainians, some Chinese, and one Russian. The wildfire in Colorado got bigger yesterday, spread out over 110 square miles. It looked like on Friday that things were going to be sort of contained, but the West Fork complex, this fire actually is three complex fires, the West Fork fire, the Windy Pass fire, and the Papoose fire. They're all being fueled by dried timber. The terrain is steep and uneven. It's tough for the personnel to get close to wherever this is, so they're having to rely on the airplanes and things like that. South Fork has been evacuated. Did you see the pictures of Jane Wicker? Actually, this is the 2020 news quiz question. We're a little early. It's 11 after the hour. I want you to identify Jane Wicker, if you will, please. Jane, W-I-C-K-E-R. her picture has been all over this past weekend. Why? What is there about Jane Wicker that was significant? And why is she in the news? 888-302-3684. We'll sort of move the 2020 news quiz up a little bit, because I think that this is a story that we ought to be talking about a little bit. Kind of a sad, actually, very sad story. So we get a question, I mean, an answer to the question before 20 past. We'll have an early 2020 news quiz. I want to know who Jane Wicker is and why is she in the news. 888-302-3684. Jane Wicker's identity and her story. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. People talking about Twinkies coming back July 15th. Big return. A lot of people love those Twinkies. The tagline on the story, the press release I saw, Kenny, the sweetest comeback in the history of snacks. Yeah, okay.
On the box, it's going to say the sweetest comeback in the history of ever.
Really?
That's what
the
it'll say.
The sweetest comeback. That may be going a little overboard. The story, by the way, at DougStefan.com about Twinkies. Lots of other stories that we're following as well that you can catch up on. Our poll today, Hostess returns to the shelves next month. Which have you missed the most? A, Twinkies. B, Ho-Hos. C, Cupcakes. D, impossible to pick just one. E, I haven't noticed they were gone. I've noticed that they were gone. I don't know that I care that much about them. But every once in a while. They're a good indulgence, and we all like sort of those, the indulgences of when nobody's looking. That's what I like to do. It's like having sausage. You know, people have caught me. I don't eat meat, but every once in a while I like sausage. So I'll have a patty, a sausage patty. I don't like the links so much. But the big ones, you know, I was talking about when Meredith and I went to the baseball game last month, having one of those great big sausage sandwiches and putting onions and peppers and stuff all over them and eating them. It's really gross.
It's delicious.
They're really good. Right, exactly. 888-302-3684 to identify Jane Wicker. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Story of James Gandolfini and what people are doing to celebrate his life and our television report, which comes up in the next half hour. Roberta's not here, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap report, but I do have a question for you. If you could have a bright smile in 5 minutes, would you like to do that? Of course you would. I'm betting that you would. The good news for those of you who want to whiten up your teeth is this product, Power Swabs, and how wonderfully well that teeth whitening system works. It is, in fact, clinically proven to whiten your teeth in just 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut. Coconut oil. Coconuts are really an amazing. There's a juice there in them. There's a compound that is, supposedly coconut stuff is very good for us anyway. But imagine a doctor like dentist Dr. Martin Goniger takes what he learns in the laboratory and figures out how to get stains off of your teeth. Pretty cool, huh? And we all know having white teeth can make you look younger, feel better. It helps you look as much as 13 years younger, according to some new clinical studies that were out in the last week or two. And this is so simple. Simple, simple, simple. The Power Swabs teeth whitening system. You've got a blue tube and a white tube. Those of you who have been using it, you know what I'm talking about. Take it out of the tube. You swab your teeth with it. And right away, 5 minutes, you will see the difference. Coffee stains, gone. Smoking stains, gone. Wine stains, gone. You name the kind of stain. Gonzo. If you have crowns, caps, veneers, or bonds, these things are going to be perfectly white when you're all done with Power Swabs. Actually, you may not be all done with it. Maybe you just keep using it because they are so helpful and you keep your teeth white even if you keep up the bad habits. Get your 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth by calling 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Save 50% off the retail price. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Stefan when you call for Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. In a moment, we find out who Jane Wicker is here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got it. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Big announcement later on in this hour for a program, sort of consortium that I've gotten together with. That's why I'm in Kansas City for the next couple of days to announce the Dream Big America Pursuit. And you're going to find out more about that as we have a lot of kind of exciting things that will come to the Good Day website, and a website that is basically built around our concept of Dream Big America. Meanwhile, the identity of Jane Wicker. Holly's on the line. Holly, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Things warm, hot, toasty in Florida?
They are warm and hot.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you live down here, right?
That's especially our norm, yes, sir.
Yes, right. All right, so who's Jane Wicker?
She was the stunt wing walker that had a fatal crash in Dayton, Ohio, just recently.
There was an air show this weekend, and the pilot of the plane, a fellow named Charlie Swenker, had been working with Jane Wicker for a long time. She was 44, and she had been performing these sort of dangerous stunts. She walked on the plane's wings. The video was captured by one of the television stations. You can see it's been all over the internet. The plane abruptly dipping and crashing and engulfed in flames. Moment of silence yesterday at the Dayton Air Show in remembrance of Ms. Wicker. I saw a picture of her, and she looked like every woman. She looked like the kind of woman you'd love to be friends with. She looked like she had that confident smile. She's probably very good at this. I mean, think about it yourself, Holly. Could you imagine being at 2,500 feet and walking on the wings of a biplane? Put yourself in that position. How would you...
Can't do it. No, sir. It was scary.
Right. But something... We all have our thing. What's your thing? What can you do that nobody else can do, Holly?
Oh, wow. Way to put me on the spot.
Yes.
Well, I can't wing walk, I can tell you that.
No, but tell me what you can do. What can you do that nobody else can do?
Well, I did stunt, but everybody can do that. I don't know, Doug. That was a really quick question there.
Well,
and
I think
I'm on my way to work.
Well, here's what I want you to think about, you and everybody else who's listening. Think about the message here is, in appreciation of Jane Wicker and her doing something unusual, think about what you do that is unique. What makes you unique in this way? And I bet you'll come up with something cool. Hold on a second, Holly. We'll take good care of you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Week in 1988, Debbie Gibson's Foolish Beat. I do not remember this song, Ken Kessler. You're our musical scholar.
I remember it. I was a big fan, but I remember.
Speaking of fans, our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This one fits under the too much time on your hands department. Somebody took the sound of bats, which are generally not audible to human ears anyway, right? You can't usually hear a bat.
Right.
And digitally reduced the sound to correspond to notes on a keyboard. And then they used it to play the theme from the Batman TV show. You know, Batman! Okay, so let's see how they... Let's see who did better here. Is my rendition Batman better or worse than the sound of the actual bats that have been put together by this fellow from the video of the day? Here we go. Good God. Batman. All right, so what do you think? 888-302-3684. Or Kenny, maybe you post. We can post this on our Facebook page as well as being the video of the day on the Good Day website, right?
So sure.
We can go figure out. It's just like it's called figuring it out. Which one do you like better? that one or da 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 da. Actually, Evan, you could probably find the original version of that. I didn't ask you to do that. The original version of the Batman theme, I think, is hanging around there someplace. And I know that if you were the industrious sort that you are, you would figure it out or you'd find it. Meanwhile, DougStephan.com story today, an Iowa man in a bit of hot water. He had put up on Craigslist a coffin for sale, but he failed to mention that the coffin he was selling had an occupant in it. So how'd that shake out, Kenny?
Well, authorities are wanting to talk to him. We'll see what happens. It's some organization they were trying to raise money for, and they had this thing as just an object of art, mm-hmm. and had been used to the fact that there were bones in it, but they didn't mention that in the ad. So,
bones.
Local police want to know whose bones are in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Buying a coffin, buying anything online can be kind of risky. All right, we have 28 minutes after the hour, and here, that's right, Batman!
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one theory of animal behavior holds that two animals on one territory have to battle over dominance. And the extension of that theory is that a pet owner is the leader of the pack, the alpha of the household, just as one wolf is the wild is the alpha. Many pet training books assert that humans must show the pet who's boss and treat the animal as though he's just one of the submissive followers. In a household, however, father and mother and kids and grandparents all tell the pet what to do, and there's no single leader. The pack theory doesn't apply to the home. But sometimes it's mistakenly forced on the poor pet as the only follower. This never works. Eventually, there will become a creature that needs control over somebody, anybody. The first visitor who comes into the house may be mounted, bitten, or jumped on as the pet attempts to challenge anyone who's not dominating him. Since a family is not a pack, but a physical, social, and emotional center for everyone, each member has to give a little on certain issues and let someone else lead once in a while. So this whole pack theory is great if you're living in the wild, but not if you're living in the suburbs outside of New York. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Time is 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm here with Ken Kessler and a lot of the newsmakers and subject matter that is of interest and importance today, popular stories, things that people are talking about, things that you need to know more about. I introduce you to Adam Taft later on in this half hour, who's working with me on a project called Dream Big America that you're going to hear a lot more about, not only here, but elsewhere. Also, immigration reform, people are talking about that. Our television report, the latest on what happened with Tony Soprano. You heard us talking earlier about Jane Wicker, the lady who was the stunt person. She made her living as a stunt person. She was walking on the wings of a biplane. Plane crashed. I was interested in sort of in that same league, Kenny, the story of Nick Walenda, who is in the Walenda, the great Walendas, who've been doing tightrope walking for how long? Generations and generations and generations of them. And so this guy, I don't know if you saw it or not, over the weekend, he walked over the Grand Canyon. And you said that it was 22 minutes. What was it? The video is 22 minutes long?
Yeah, I think that's how long it took him to get from one end to the other.
Yeah, and what was there anything that looked like, you know, people saying that, oh, I can fall, oh, ooh, ah.
There was, I saw a couple pictures. I haven't watched the whole video, but I've seen a couple pictures, and there was one where he knelt.
Really?
On this very small tightrope that he knelt down for a moment. I'm not a big fan of heights anyway, but I don't know how he does it.
I think I'd take a big walk a walk on the wild side to me is walking through a cornfield when the corn plants aren't up high enough so you can tell them from the weeds, and you have to make sure you're not stepping on a corn plant. That'd be the walk on the wild side for me. As far as doing something like this, you can do it, and you can have fun. If you feel like it, super, do whatever you can, but it's not for me. It's probably a good spectator sport. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, at Good Day Show on Twitter. From Meet the Press over the weekend, a lot of people are talking about this latest immigration bill and whether it is so bad that it needs to be killed. It's been maneuvered around. There are like 140 amendments to it. Good God. I was talking, this is a compelling story, and I'm going to, well, you can be the judge of whether you think it's compelling or not. I was talking to somebody over the weekend who came across illegally from Mexico into our country. This person was 9 years old, a number of years ago, when he and his whole family walked. There are four routes. He said that it's commonly known. Now, I've never really talked to anybody who's done this before. You hear people that listen to me in El Paso. I visited over to Ciudad Juarez, which is on the other side of the river from El Paso. But I've never actually talked to someone who successfully figured out how to get here. This fellow was born in Guatemala. He and his family decided that they wanted to come to America. So they managed their way up to the Arizona border. They hired somebody to bring them across the desert. They walked across the desert for 90 hours. Across the what? Desert. 90 hours of walking, being misguided, misdirected, trying to avoid border patrols, police, surveillance, whatever they could. They would not travel in the daytime. Somehow or other, they covered themselves up in the day so nobody could see them. He said, this is a kid that's 9 years old, rattlesnakes, no water, no food. Basically, they'd paid all the money that the family had, every penny, to what in essence is a tour guide. And this kid, with his family, came across and managed to get into our country. He has since, as he's grown up, become legal. But he said that I said, would you do this again? And he said, yeah, I would do it again. The urge is so strong to come to this country from some of these places in South America and Central America that can you imagine being out in the desert for 90 hours, no food, no water, the heat of, I didn't ask him what time of year it was, but it doesn't probably make much difference. Out in the Arizona desert, even if it's February, isn't going to be a cakewalk. But they would hide under bushes and stuff in the daytime. I mean, can you imagine that story? And it just underscores, I guess, what most of us don't get because we have it too good here. From Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to Senator Tom Coburn and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez about the latest on the immigration bill that is... And the reason I brought it up, I was talking to him about the border guards and whether with his new proposal there's going to be a border guard every 1,000 feet, apparently. And, you wonder, okay, drones and cameras and all this stuff. They're going to spend $3 billion to supposedly put up more fences and all that stuff along the border. So anyway, here's the report on what the latest is in the immigration bill.
Let me get your views on immigration right now at a critical time as we're heading toward a vote. As the Senate is moving on this, the House will take it up. What do you think in the end we're going to end up with, if anything, on immigration reform?
Well, my hope would be that we have a cogent border security plan, that we solve the difficulty of those living in the shadows, that they can come out, and that we don't ask the American people to trust us, but we actually put out a cogent plan that actually solves the problem. A border with walls, but also with doors, much like Reagan had espoused, and a way to where we continue this grand experiment where we have a mix of everybody coming here to better their families, better our country, and secure and enhance both their freedom and ours.
Congresswoman, is whatever is being debated on terms of border security in the Senate, is it enough to affect what's going to happen in the House? If you look at the experience of the farm bill here, are you going to be able to overcome conservative opposition to the idea of reform and a pathway to citizenship to get meaningful reform?
Well, that's really Speaker Boehner's job to get his votes out of his conference. But I believe if you're going to look at $30 billion more into border security, I mean, that's now been put aside, this whole issue of border security, because we'll have the money to do that. The whole issue that it's an economic drain, we just found out this week, is about $900 billion in the positive. So I believe from three standpoints, we need to get this done, and now is the time. We need to get it done from a homeland security perspective. We need to get it done because it's better for our economy, and we need to get it done because it's about traditional American family values, keeping our families together. These are families that are deacons in our church, PTA moms, Little League coaches. They are part of our American fabric already.
All right, you buying that? Kenny, what are people saying about the, if anything, the updates on the bill, this immigration bill? And it would even be interesting to get people's thoughts about what I, the story that I just told. If other have, other people have got the same story, you've heard from. The reason I had this conversation is because this person, somebody that I know fairly well now, didn't know the circumstances in which he came here, but he had somebody that was with his family that had come here illegally, never went through the paperwork, never went through, didn't get into the system at all, and he got stopped on Saturday because he had a broken taillight or something on his car, and he had no driver's license, has no insurance, the car wasn't his, so he was taken to jail, and he'll go through a deportation hearing today and be out of the country in 24 to 48 hours. And he did the same thing. He risked everything, took all the money that he had to get across the border. I just think some of the things that these people are promised, what's going to happen when they get here, and versus, you know, the reality. This guy's had a, according to my friend, had a real tough reality, really hasn't been successful in coming here and wished that he hadn't come here, but he used all his money to get here, hasn't made enough money to support himself, and so now he goes back to wherever he came from on our dime, because when you get deported, we pay for it, right? I don't think, if they don't have any money, you put them on a plane and they go back, the U.S. government's paying for that, unless I'm mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't see how we can charge them, because they're not going to voluntarily come up with the money to be thrown out of the country.
What a crazy system. Hey. All right, 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. The latest on Tony Soprano, and you'll meet Adam Taft in a couple of moments. The reviews about Provia Natural Hair Thinning Therapy. With summertime here, you're conscious of your hairline. If you have premature thinning hair, you may be frustrated, maybe embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be frustrated. The time has come for you to do something about it. The product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It is a natural hair thinning treatment. Tackles the main causes of your hair getting thin. Mostly the plugged pores, because you've used bad shampoos and creams and rinses on your hair and it's plugged up the pores. So what Provia does naturally is go to work and unplug those pores so the hair can actually grow back again. And it has a thickening agent too, so your hair is fuller, feels stronger. You'll wish you had this years ago. Well, it wasn't around years ago, but it's now around. The new Provia strengthens your hair follicles to give you that more vibrant look. No nasty side effects, no pharmaceuticals. It's all natural. It works for men and women. So use Provia. Get at it. 800-525-8319. The great looks are guaranteed. 3-month money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose and lots of hair to gain. Results are guaranteed or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffens. You get rush shipping and a free gift along with your free month supply of Provia. 800-525-8319.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donation. Donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today. 14 and a half for the hour, the Monday Doug Steffens the Day program. Jennifer's not here, so it's my job to talk about what's going on in the world of television. And there is a television program. I noticed, I think it was Friday night, I had HBO on later in the evening. And the Sopranos was on with a tribute to James Gandolfini, Stephen Van Zandt, Tony Sirico. Remember when we had him on the program? Actually, we had a bunch of these guys on over the years. The Jersey mob boss, played brilliantly by Gandolfini, was an entertainment industry game changer, because without the Sopranos, there would be no Game of Thrones, no Dexter, no Breaking Bad. The story of Mad Men probably wouldn't have come to the surface. I noticed there were a lot of people in New York City over the weekend selling memorabilia, and folks all over New Jersey as well, selling memorabilia that basically is attributable to the Sopranos. All right, so we got the point. Evan, thank you for the theme. I'm looking at the story. The body's back in New Jersey. The funeral will be on Thursday in a church in New York City. The amount of cocaine, the amount of... I saw one doctor who basically said this guy was a ticking time bomb ready to blow. He could have died at any moment. Apparently very, very unhealthy and very abusive of his body. A lot of drinking, smoking, drugs, all that sort of thing. And you'd think the guy would be smart enough. I mean, this is just my read on it. Here's a fellow who really was liked by people. He worked well. He got it, but he didn't get it. You know, I mean, the vagaries of what you get into when you become well-known, you get exposed to sorts of things that will do you harm. And his body, he just wrecked it. He was only 51. But still a great legacy, no question about that. NBC announced that their fall premiere dates, including the season kicking off Monday, the 23rd of September, with two new shows. James Spader is going to be in a drama called The Blacklist. Anytime he comes to television, people will take note. And speaking of taking note, I'm going to introduce you to Adam Taff in a moment. We're going to spend a minute or so talking about a new effort that he and I are involved in that's going to involve you in 60 seconds on Good Day.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
On the Good Day Show today, I've been introducing you to the concept of a program that we're going to do in the confines of Good Day, but it'll be everywhere else as well, Dream Big America. Adam Taff is my partner. About 40 seconds worth of who our partners are, who are we looking for to participate in this?
You bet. Thanks, Doug. We're really excited to announce some institutional partners across the country that are the best feeders of entrepreneurs and supporters of entrepreneurs in the country. One is the Kauffman Foundation, based in Kansas City. Many people might be familiar with that. They're heavily engaged in a lot of entrepreneurial activities across the nation, and no better, brighter organization in the country, maybe in the world. And also the Nutrition Capital Network out of San Diego, who finds health and wellness companies all over the country, vets them, and finds them great investors and people to support them. So really excited about these two.
Watch for news on Dream Big America on DougStephan.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program to update us on some of the late stories, the questions that people are asking. And he's brought to you by the folks at Solana Health, who are responsible for bringing you Cardiol and also CoQSol, two good products that we'll talk about in a few minutes. James Gandolfini is dead. Apparently, it was a cardiac arrest. Didn't seem to have any signs of it. What is your observation on this, Ken?
Well, I think it's just time to review the risk factors, because the most important thing for each one of us to know whether we're going to follow this fate is to know our own risk profile of the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. And now we're talking about smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, family history for heart disease, stress, inactivity, poor diet, obesity, and it's knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight.
Yep, that simple. And 51, there are a lot of people who are overweight, and he wasn't obviously an athlete. He wasn't the picture of health, but he didn't carry himself like he was hurting. He just, one of these things. I would think, though, as an actor, somebody who's public, you'd know what condition your body was in. I mean, that's, as you suggested, you got to know what's going on in your body.
Well, some people are very concerned, but some people feel as though it doesn't matter. They're going to lick it because they're who they are.
American Medical Association says obesity is a disease. Is this a joke?
Well, this is a huge breakthrough because now hopefully insurers will cover when physicians provide care for obesity. So many people, you know, one in three in America are troubled by this. And right now, so much of what we can offer people is not covered by insurance because up until most recently, it was not considered a disease, except by a lot of physicians. And sometimes, Doug, you're challenged by allowing this to be a disease. And this is where, you know, we're going to not blame the individual, but we're going to consider it a disease. And this is a controversial area.
I don't think it's controversial. I think it's ridiculous. I don't see any controversy at all. I know it's going to be that way, but obesity creates a disease, but is it a disease? How do you come up with that conclusion?
Well, there's been, because you want to blame the person for the problem.
I don't want to blame anybody, but I think people have to take responsibility.
Well, okay.
But why should we be, those of us who pay more in insurance because other people smoke or eat too much of the wrong foods and abuse themselves?
Well, let me just update you. The reason why this was decided to be a disease is because there is some late-breaking research in the last year or so showing that people, once they get to a certain size, that the feedbacks that you and I have that tell us when we've eaten enough or too much don't work well. They break down in the body, and people, no matter what they do, start gaining weight. And this is a controversial area because people do have your opinion where they think it's personal responsibility, but some of the research is showing that even when people do everything they can, they still gain weight, and there's a group that will say that everyone who's obese wants to lose weight, but they just can't.
Mm-hmm. Food for thought, for sure. Speaking of that, autism is now tied to air pollution. The story, reading between the lines here, things that are in air pollution like mercury, hello, and the people who used to say, well, the mercury shots that you get aren't going to cause autism, 2 and 2 is still 4 for me. You know I'll never give up on this one.
Right, but that's not where this study brings us, so let's not go there.
It talks about mercury in the air.
Study looked at the pollution that's in diesel motors.
Yeah, and that's mercury particulates.
And it found an association, not necessarily cause and effect, but an association between people, kids who are exposed to a lot of the pollution that's found in diesel motors. So maybe, Mom, if you're pregnant or you have a very small infant, you may want to try and keep them away from diesel engines.
All right. Well, maybe that's my problem. I'm around all these diesel tractors all the time. The problem that causes heart disease and heart attacks and stroke, cholesterol, something that's dealt with by the folks at Solana Health with Cardiol being their number one product. You and I have been talking, Ken, about this for almost 2 years now, and we've been offering people a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Pay $8.95 shipping and handling when you call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Ken. But in a short amount of time, this CoQ-Sol has become very important. All these studies show that you need, 200, 300 milligrams a day of CoQ10. So the folks at Cardiol, at Solana Health, have come up with a better one than anybody else has, CoQ-Sol. And you can also get a free 30-day trial of that by calling the same number, 888-809-6424, or going online to cardiol.net/Ken.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.